And now at 95.5 FM.
So if you were with us yesterday, you may remember we mentioned that not only was it the first day of summer yesterday, but also National Giraffe Day. Well, it turns out that that is not a coincidence, because summer is the longest day of the year in terms of most sunlight, and the giraffe is the tallest animal, the longest neck. So longest day, longest neck, tallest animal. You kind of get the idea, right? So it is not a coincidence. And as it happens, Karen Gross and Mark Wine are authors of a new book for kids called Lady... We're talking about books for kids today. That just seems to be a recurring theme this hour. This book is called Lady Lucy's Laugh Giraffe Journey. And Karen is Karen Gross with us on the line this morning. Karen, you are, I want to make sure I get this right here, you are a former college president and senior advisor to the U.S. Department of Education, and also a tenured law professor for two-plus decades. Is that right?
That's right.
And Mark, it says here, is your co-author, is a healthcare administrator who has worked both in the public and private sector on technology innovation within the healthcare field. So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, you both seem a tad overqualified to write a children's joke book all about giraffes. How did this come to be?
So it's a tall tale to explain it.
Of course it is.
So I think that's the first question we're often asked. Like, what are you two doing writing a giraffe joke book here?
Yeah.
Okay, D.C. is not a happy place right now, which is where we both live. And it should be pretty obvious that there's a fair amount of tension and stress in the city. Mm. And we were walking down the street and thinking about the world in which we live and that giraffes face extinction. And Mark, who's way funnier than I am, started telling giraffe jokes. And he'd say the joke, I'd say the answer, I'd come up with the question, he'd come up with the answer. And by the end of one evening, I said, look, we've got to write these down. And this is just too funny. So we for the next couple of weeks, thought about and told each other giraffe jokes. Now, we have the ones in the book, and then we have a whole group of unused ones, some of which are not so good, and some of which are not fit for children. And what you have are the nicest, best giraffe jokes, which then have been read to kids, and they voted on them and which ones they liked and which ones should be taken out. And we also wanted people to realize that learning is serious and important.
Yeah.
But you can laugh to learn.
Yeah. Well, that is the theme of the book, something you call Laugh to Learn, spoken like a true educator. Talk a little bit about that concept.
Sure. I think that we often have to recognize the kids find learning to be painful and difficult, and they don't like it, and their parents may not support them. And there's a really rich growing literature that laughter and humor are really good avenues into helping kids learn, become creative, open their mind, engage with others, be reciprocal, mm-hmm. take risks. So joke telling is about taking risks, right? And so we wanted kids to realize that you could enjoy learning and that learning can be a fun process. So that's one of the main purposes of the book.
And of course,
in addition to saving giraffes.
And of course, that is so important this time of year, because we all know about the summer slide that kids often fall into during their time away from the classroom. And there are some really fascinating facts that kids and perhaps some grown-ups too are going to learn in this book.
Yes, and they'll have fun doing it. So the book is 7 inches tall and 4 inches wide. It's kind of like shaped like a giraffe. It's small enough that kids can hold in their hand. You can put it in the glove compartment. You can take it to the beach. You can take it on car rides. You can take it on plane trips. You can use it sitting on the stoop of outside your house or in a park. And kids can read them to each other. parents and kids can read them and laugh about them. You can write your own joke. And there's a special spot on each picture of the giraffe within the book where you can name the giraffe. And then you can send in that name to us on the book's website. And we're going to pick the best names for the giraffe and post them. And if you come up with a joke, maybe it would be in an addendum to the book.
Very cool. Now, in fact, as you were just mentioning a little bit earlier, the giraffe is listed as a vulnerable species and has actually already disappeared from, it says here, at least 7 countries in Africa. And you say this book can help aid in those conservation efforts. Talk a little bit about that aspect of it.
Sure. So it's accurate that they're facing extinction. They're labeled overall as vulnerable, but they are becoming extinct in some sub-region.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important. There are only 100,000 giraffes now in Africa, and they're declining at a rate of 40%, and 1 out of every 2 baby giraffes die within the first year.
Mm.
So there's an organization called the Giraffe Conservation Foundation. It's the only nonprofit dedicated to saving giraffes. They're based in Africa. And I reached out to them to co-sponsor this book, which they did. And they also checked all the facts in the book because there's lots of inaccurate information about giraffes. And they get a percentage of the proceeds that are generated through the book sales.
Very cool.
And through the auction that we're holding about the giraffes. So
yeah,
it's the book both is funny and does good.
Yeah, and it's not just, as you were just hinting at, it is not just the sales of the book that benefit these conservation efforts. You are having an auction which involves the actual giraffes, not the literal live giraffes, but the giraffes that were part of the photographs that are in the book, right?
Yes, so we have 75 giraffes. We're auctioning off about 50 of them. And when there'll be a silent online auction, and you can buy the giraffe plus get a book signed by Mark and me. And then the proceeds go to help buy books for kids who can't afford them.
Very
or
cool.
Schools. But they also go, some of the proceeds go to the Giraffe Conservation Foundation.
Awesome.
And you get a giraffe. Now, remember, some are like barely an inch, and some are really, really tall.
The book is Lady Lucy's Laugh Giraffe Journey. Karen Gross is co-author with Mark Wine. And you have a website, as you mentioned, where folks can learn more about the book and all kinds of supplemental stuff in conjunction with the book, right?
Absolutely. It's www.ladylucysquest, all one word, no apostrophes, .com.
Karen, thanks very much for taking the time. We appreciate it. Certainly best of luck with the book.
All right. Nice to be with you. Yeah.
Karen Gross, co-author of Lady Lucy's Laugh Giraffe Journey. You can check it out and learn more at goodmornings.net. Final check of the weather forecast is straight ahead, and it looks like we're going to get wet over the next day or two. Full details on the way. And it could be wet, maybe a little soggy today, tonight, into the day tomorrow.
I never meant to call you when you sorrow.
The WTOL First Alert Forecast, scattered thunderstorms with some heavy downpours possible today. It's going to turn windy, too, they say. Middle 70s for a high. Rain likely with some thunder possible tonight and a low in the middle 60s. Don't know if it'll be purple rain, but it will be rain nonetheless. Periods of rain tomorrow then, otherwise mostly cloudy in between those periods of rain. High in the middle to upper 70s. Scattered storms for Saturday night. A slight chance on Sunday that will get wet as well. But then starting off next week, mostly sunny and right around 80 degrees. 69 in the Flag City at the moment. And if you are traveling today, George Brown has details on the forecast around the rest of the country.
Heavy rains to parts of the plains, lower Mississippi Valley, over to the Ohio Valley. Lexington, Kentucky, you'll see a high of 79 degrees. Kansas City, cloudy skies and 77 degrees. Chicago, you could see some rain. Not much of the heavy stuff, though. The Northeast right now will be sunny, near 70 for Boston. Across New England, could see some showers through the mid-Atlantic states. Across Florida, you'll see temperatures into the upper 80s with a risk of that afternoon thunderstorm. Across Texas, lots of sunshine in Dallas with a high near 100. Houston, 95. 110 for Phoenix, right around 80 degrees for Los Angeles. That's your national weather forecast.
George, thank you very much. And by the way, I know we're talking about thunderstorms, maybe some heavy downpours. You look at the radar screen, you'd think you'd see all kinds of stuff out there. Really not right now. We'll see that kind of churn up and develop as the day goes on. What's interesting about what we are seeing on the forecast radar screen right now is that it is moving south to north, basically. So normally when you look out the sky and you want to see what's coming our way, you look to the west. And if it's really dark skies to the west, you know, we probably got something coming. Today, at least right now, it looks like you look to the south and see what's coming. So it's from a little bit different direction. And there is a rather strong cell that is moving in this general direction. So not sure how much of it we will actually get. Looks like it may skirt to the east of us. But in any event, that's where you want to look today to get an idea of what is coming. I want to thank all of our guests for joining us on the program today. Thanks to all of our guests all week. We had a lot of good stuff on the program this week. You want to learn more about all the topics that we talk about today and throughout the week, you can check that out at our webpage. Go to goodmornings.net. We are always on 24/7, of course, on the World Wide Web. You can listen to the program anytime. If you miss something or you want to catch it again, stream it from the website or download and listen whenever you like. Like a DVR for your radio, goodmornings.net. Make sure you sign up for our daily email newsletter when you check out our website, too. It's a great way of keeping track of what we're talking about each and every day on the program. It is free, is easy to sign up, and as we always say, you can opt out at any time, so no risk whatsoever. Sign up for our newsletter. And coming up on Monday, the Humane Society's Wildlife Land Trust, marking 25 years of creating and managing much-needed sanctuaries for North American wildlife. They'll talk about their mission until Monday morning. That is Good Mornings for this morning. Now that you've had a good morning, go on out and make it a good day and a great weekend. We'll catch you back here next week.